Recovery is a process of decisions. Podcast. Greetings. This is Trent Thomas, your recovery peer support specialist. Today's podcast is about guilt and shame. See, recovery is most often hindered, even prevented, by our feelings of guilt and shame. My story includes my fight against myself with these negative feelings of guilt and shame. I was paralyzed by these feelings, even disrupting my sleep with vivid dreams of past aggressions, waking me up in a hot sweat. These feelings became even more vivid when I attempted to share my story, even breaking out in paralyzing tears during my rendition of my story. I had to have a personal one-to-one conversation with myself and the God of my understanding. I had to ask for forgiveness, and then I had to forgive myself. I then reached out to those whom my actions affected, my family. I had a conversation with my kids, my sister, my mother, my stepfather, my nieces, and I had to share with them that I was an addict, addicted to anything that looked or felt good. This addictive behavior caused me to make bad decisions. I then accepted all these bad decisions. I owned them. Yes, I did that, and I did that too. Then I stated, I cannot change those bad past decisions, but I could promise to do better. My life mandate now has become to strive daily to just do better. Better today than yesterday. You see, I never asked them to forgive me because whether they did or not was totally their decision. That's up to them. I just had to admit my wrong and my new affirmation. As soon as I did that, my guilt and shame subsided. Guilt is the admitting of wrongdoing. Shame is trying to hide it. Neither of these were an issue now. See, I never again tried to hide what I did. I owned it. Yep, I did that. By owning it, I erased the shame. My God forgives me, and it is His permission to live that I strive under. With His permission, I don't need anyone else's. I forgive myself when I admit it and share it. My new mission to just do better is my mandate on life. Guilt and shame no longer has to be a debilitating issue in my life. I freed myself and restored my peace. I put a big floodlight on my past mistakes. No shame, guilty as charged. Hiding errors is a reservation to repeat them. You don't want nobody to know what you did because you might do it again. Hiding it means you are placing a reservation on that behavior to repeat it. Sharing it, putting it under a bright light, means look at it so you know what I used to do. How can anyone know you are better unless they are aware of what you have done in the past? To circumvent guilt and shame, place it under the floodlight of acceptance. I used to steal, and I steal no more. So watch me, look at me every day and see that I am better. Every day I strive to just do better. And in that, I'm at my very best. The disease of addiction has no cure, but treatment is possible to live a productive, manageable life. The treatment is applied daily because there is no cure. It's an everyday application of constant striving to just do better. guilt and shame need not be paralyzing to your life. Free yourself by owning it and telling the world, I cannot change my past, but I can do better. Every day, I strive to just do better. And when I do, I'm at my very best. This has been Trent Thomas. Recovery is a Process of Decisions podcast.